Hi guys, this is Tamlere. Welcome back to Series, the podcast. I hope you guys are doing amazing. So on today's episode, we have four amazing guests and we are going to be talking about deal breakers in a relationship. So can you guys please introduce yourselves?
Hi guys, my name is Kachi.
Hi, my name is Angela.
Hi, my name is Maria.
And hi guys, my name is Carissa, aka Valerie.
Nobody calls you Valerie. Okay, so as I said earlier, we are going to be talking about deal breakers in a relationship. So first question for you girls, what are the icks in a relationship that you can't tolerate?
Okay, so for me, first thing that I'll say is when they talk table talk girls, like how some people feel that, some people feel that it's a problem if you talk to maybe more than like three or four girls that annoy you. Think you have a problem about it. So I think it's something that I can tolerate as long as you're not doing anything wrong.
So when I'm so sorry.
And also I'm like a very time conscious person. So it's really bothers me when people are late. Like let me say they plan to show up and you're like late and stuff, or you don't even show up at all, that kind of thing. So you're like it for me, but I can actually tolerate. Like, it's not something that I will like, oh, I'll break up because of
this thing. Yeah. I feel like the things you can tolerate are the things that you can't do in a relationship. You understand? You like for you, Kachi, you talk to lots of guys.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why you can't tolerate your partner or somebody in a relationship.
For me, I can't relate to somebody.
True, sure. So, like when you say like talking to like other girls, do you mean like as friends?
Yes,
no.
Actually, no, I'm just trying to make sure.
To be clear,
I'm trying to make sure.
If somebody is like other girls that like you and you are constantly talking to them, then that's a problem. But if you guys are just friends.
But then how do you know? Like that's future. It's trust.
Yes.
Okay. I think like an ick I can tolerate is maybe the guy that talks a lot. Because
you can't tolerate that.
No, like it's different when we're together.
Okay.
Like when we're in a relationship, okay. And you talk with us, because then I feel like you can tell me a lot of things.
Okay.
But it's not like I don't really know you. I feel like you feel the need to tell me your life's experience. I know somebody like that.
If you're listening, I'm sorry.
But like if you talk a lot, it's not really a big deal.
Yeah, no. Okay.
I think it's a big because I can't tell you when to stop because I don't know. I'm scared that you think I'll make you feel bad or something.
Okay.
This is Carissa.
Oh my god, you don't have to introduce yourself. I'm telling you to talk.
Okay, I don't know if this can be considered as an ick, but when they have so much experience, like half. What is your mind going
no,
to?
No, I understand what you're saying.
I mean, like when they are experiencing a lot of things, and they okay, like let's say you're dating the person here. To you, whatever you guys do is your first, but to them, they have experienced a lot of things and crossed that stage.
So you can tolerate it.
Yes, I can tolerate when they are actually very experienced, like they have done. Some things I don't know where you got your minds are going to, but I mean
you know where your mind is going.
So like experience, that's not, I can tolerate that.
Okay, now
I think for me this one is quite petty, but like I can tolerate when you ask like let's say stupid questions. I don't call it stupid.
Yeah.
But like if you are saying
I don't know, I can tolerate that, although I don't like it, but I can manage it, it's not that deep. Me, as for me, actually I'm not very sure I can tolerate it. I feel like you can tolerate talking a lot to me. I don't think I can. Really? You can't be able to say, oh, you're talking too much. It depends on how close I am.
You actually can't.
Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
It's shocking. It's shocking. Because I know somebody that you were, you know, in a relationship.
I wouldn't say he talks a lot. He didn't talk a lot.
He does.
In my opinion.
He does.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Who else we should be talking about?
Who else do I know what we are talking about?
So, whoever you are, get to know yourself when you are listening to this episode. It was Angela and Carissa. I said this straight. I don't think you as a person like to talk a lot. I just feel like he's very excited. Like that thing you say when they're like, like that thing you say when they're like, okay, they want to tell you everything. In my opinion, that's how it was to me. I didn't tell you that I talked.
Okay,
to
no, you were long now.
Okay, it's not a leak to me.
Know,
that
know,
it's not a to me. Another leak.
Another leak. When they're like simping over you like a lot.
Let me give you guys an example. Angela introduced me to somebody very recently. Like when I'm telling you, I mean like last week or like 2 weeks ago. And at first, this person seemed very interesting. Like, wow, we're very, you know, like we vibe together, we're insane, you know. Like the conversation was going well. It was flowing well. I swear. And like the next time I saw this person and like we're trying to have a conversation, I just realized that this person is so noisy.
Exactly.
Like as a boy, why are you loud? Why are you shouting? Why are you making yourself like in this school we're in Covenant University. Let me tell you something that I as a person find attractive and see you boys. Some people may find it very funny, but you see when boys are walking around quietly, like they sit down in chapel quietly, like they're talking to their guys, but like you can't hear what they're saying, but you know they're talking. Like that low-key kind of thing. It's not like they're mysterious, they're just very calm and collected. I like it. Not the one that everybody around you is noticing who you are.
They're the main character energy.
That's exactly how this person was, and I just don't analyze stranger. I don't think I want to see this person again. I can't have this kind of deal. Cause why are you a boy and you're shouting and you're making noise? No, it's wrong.
So
and you talk a lot. I can't tolerate talking a lot. That's why in my opinion, that person. That's why in my opinion, that person you're talking about doesn't talk a lot. Like this person I'm saying that you introduced me to talks a lot. So you guys, what makes you happy in a relationship?
Let me go first. So the things that make me very happy, like little things, like remembering all these small details that I've told you about myself before. So if you like,
you know, something shy that is not have to be so important, but like a little detail for you to remember again, kind of things make me happy. And then all these like unexpected gifts, show money and bring out something like a bracelet, or like you drop it, maybe I've slept, and I wake up and I said, you know, that would make my whole day to be, and also like PDA.
Hey,
it doesn't have to be deep stuff, but like, you know, if you just put your arm around my chair, or like
we're
holding hands, and
yeah. And
you
all do. I've already planned this in fine, babe. Okay, as for me, this again is Carissa.
You do not have to introduce yourself.
What if they forgot how my voice sounds?
Don't worry.
Okay. So for me, okay, what makes me happy in a relationship?
Yeah.
When you are all about me. You have your priorities. That's your priorities here, your family. Let's say I come like number three.
You should start with God.
God, your career or whatever. Your family, then maybe I will not come like number four. But that's number four times you're giving me.
Like number one.
It should be, no, it should not be. But it should be a lot, like when you're just all about me, when you constantly check up on me, like when you care about all those little things, like she said, and it makes girls happy and it goes.
Who's the girls makes you happy?
You have
so you, you don't.
I mean,
okay, for
that,
me, okay, like, sorry, makes me happy. Yeah.
Okay, for me. I like when you notice little things, not exactly, but like when you
maybe you compliment me. That was I meant to say. Maybe you see, oh, I changed my hair. Like, oh, hey, so you're very nice. That kind of thing. I like that very much. And I also like when you spawn me, you know, because I need princess treatment. I cannot just, you know, be there and be looking. You need to take care of me like your princess.
That's you. I think what makes me happy, what would make me happy in a relationship is like,
do you know that I was thinking about
you
that?
Just want
attention.
Like, it doesn't have to be like, I want to be like, I want to know that I'm on your mind here. It's not like
you're constantly thinking of
me. Like, I want to know that I'm on your mind. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Things, like, you just check up on me, like, during the like, if I tell you I have something important I'm doing,
well, how did you
and
go?
Then you text me and you're like, oh, how did you go? Mm-hmm. Like, how was that? You have fun, that kind of thing. That was
So, to me,
what's your own goal is different? Let's hear
it. You actually know that. It's like, what was it? Jesus, I'm going to eat it. It's about, okay, like, noticing little things.
Yeah.
Like, when I say little things, I don't mean like if I've changed my hair or if I did my nails. I mean like in my character. Mm-hmm. Like, little things that I know I do, but sometimes I don't remember. Yeah. Like, if you notice those little things, I mean, like, okay, master, like, going somewhere.
You're actually paying attention to me.
Yeah, and then. Me as a person, like, if you know me as a person, I am the definition of a baby. I can't even laugh to myself. Like, I know I don't want to say like I act like
you
a baby.
You act like a baby.
Okay,
you
I act,
you say,
I act like a baby. I act like a baby, but like,
you
but like not in an I don't think I act like a baby in an annoying way. A lot of the time.
Yeah.
But like sometimes I do. But if you are able to maintain that baby me thing.
Yeah,
you've gotten me. Actually, it goes in very, very lovely. I like being baby. I can't even lie. It's very important to me. Okay, so what can your potential significant other do that becomes an automatic red flag to you? So, like somebody that you're talking to, like a situation. And that is reasonable. Okay,
tell me.
Okay, tell me.
Complain about me.
Huh.
Potential. Yes. Not already existing.
Potential. Okay. About me, like, if you complain about, like, because I'm playful,
mm-hmm.
I play a lot. Sometimes,
a whole lot.
If I'm in a good mood and I want to play, you know that I want to play.
A whole lot.
So, if I'm playing with you and you're giving me this, are you playful kind of like, I know somebody, like, you know me, he does not like how I'm dressed. And also like,
okay, let us first break it down for you, okay? And I don't want to say she's just like a tomboy, but she's just like a tomboy in a very good
baggy clothes. Okay,
you wear baggy clothes, yes, but then like you still look like a tomboy.
I mean, your hair, everything.
And then she cut her hair and it looks very nice, but she still does, you know, lip gloss, lip liner.
Is
she
started doing lip gloss? Don't mind them.
But she still does all that. So please keep going. Let them get.
Yeah, tell me he doesn't like where I dress. My clothes are too baggy. They should be fitted. But I don't like my hair, I should wear a wig. And that just makes me feel like. Exactly. Like, it makes me feel like you don't like me.
For you.
You just like the idea, like, oh, okay, he's a fine girl. And I want this fine girl to look a certain way before I can be with her.
Fits my
ideal type of girl. Yeah, that's
in case fun. You are listening, you know it's you. And you will find a way to listen to this.
I will make sure it gets across to you.
Yeah. And you know it's you. Don't need to
okay, so carry
on. I want to say another thing.
Yeah.
Same person. I do not like when people downplay my attendance. That's the worst thing you can do to me as a person. Because I know I play a lot, like I can look very stupid in the outside. It's not, I don't care. But I'm not stupid.
Genuinely.
Especially academically.
And genuinely.
The worst thing you can do to me as a person is look at me.
Like, you know when they say
look at me from the strands of my head to the tip of my head.
You know when they say somebody is like you know when they say somebody's like, okay, not that, like, how like it's like, okay, this is one in school, don't play with this person, you're not supposed to play with you. Angela, I learned the hard way, 100%. Angela will play with both of you. It's not as if she's reading in the night, though. No, you're sleeping, she's sleeping. But when she wants to read, you and me, I'm still reading the same line for like 20 minutes. Angela is done reading the entire course and she has it in her head already. But no,
yeah, she has her priority straight.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Don't see.
Yeah,
she was the question again. Automatic red flag.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, potential is bad communication.
God. Oh, that's my exactly. That's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
Everyone can relate to like bad communication. When you say, "Oh, I'm interested in you," that you want, you're just getting to know me by talking about them. Then you can go like a whole day without talking. Let's say you're busy or whatever. It's common sense. If you're busy, you can just send a text. Oh, I'm going to be busy today. I may not have time to talk to you or something.
I'll talk to you later.
Yes, I'll talk to you later. Let's understand. Mm-hmm. So you can't say that, oh, you're interested in this person and you won't communicate.
I want this podcast to be some sex.
Yeah. And another thing is also learning. I can't tolerate learning. Like if you, how do I say, if you claim that you like me or whatever, like why would you like to me? And lying can, like, I don't know, breaks trust and everything, sharp.
So I don't want to say, like, for me, I don't want to say, like, lying, but, like, keeping things from me.
Yes.
Like, when I find out that, okay, you've been keeping this thing from me, I don't even, like, tell me that, oh, okay, oh, like, you told me later, oh, so, like, you should be happy. No.
Yeah,
like, if something serious happens, there and there, please tell me, like, I just want to know. Not like you're keeping it from me for 2 weeks.
That seems good.
And the worst thing is when you not hear from another person. That one's something.
Yeah.
Else.
Right.
Okay. For me. Yes. Oh my god! I forgot what I wanted to say. Oh my god.
Like,
yeah. Go.
Okay. So I think for me, it's same thing. Like, hey. I don't like guys that do a lot.
Hey.
And the fact that we're like potential, you know, you always want to pick me after class.
No, that's too much.
This is very last question.
Boy,
that's
very This particular podcast
needs to reach some.
Yes.
I need to send it to, like, I'm going to have a
sister. Like, you can't be like, people, you have to, you know, show me that, you know, you're a big boy. And not like big boy that I'm doing, like, that sense. But, like, yeah, actually, like, behave yourself, give yourself some standards, some class. Don't be groveling at my
feet. No, my baby. How was your class? Like, you're not even dating, you're only calling me baby. Like, that used to treat me somehow. Yes, I guess, I like that. I like that something, but like.
And I think, like, another thing for me is, like, someone that has, like, anger issues. Like, any small thing, any small deal, like, blowing everything out of my pocket, like, I really don't want to continue.
Okay, for me, I remember what I was going to say. It was about like being able to hold conversations.
Me, I know myself, I do not know how to hold conversations. So if you do not know how to hold conversations, I am a potential. Don't be serious.
Hi,
just be looking at each other.
How are you? How are you? Good, you?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my name was Sue.
Okay.
Yes.
Like message.
We don't want conversations like this.
1973. Yeah.
We don't
want. If you're not able to hold conversations, and then if you are proud, I don't know how to put it. I can't think of any instance right now. But then the way you talk to me, that feels like, oh, I'm a big boy, but then I'm still coming to work. I think that would just throw me off.
Okay, so contrary.
Yes, controlling like attitude.
You can say what I can do and what I can't do.
Yeah, that's very bad.
We're talking about like friendship. What kind of attitude or what kind of like things can you not handle in a friendship?
Do you mean like male, female, or
any gender?
Any friendship.
Wow, I have a lot to say about this.
Okay.
I cannot handle people that have like a two-faced attitude. No, I don't even mean it in the way like not even in the sense that
sometimes you're talking to me, behind my back you're talking to me. Okay, obviously that one we're not really truly friends. But in the sense that if I do something to you,
you can't come you up can't, to tell me.
No, not even that. You can't take it the same way as if you did it to me.
Hey, the way I would take you, you won't take it.
Exactly, like if you did something to me,
I understand.
And you expect me to react in a certain way, like, oh, I should be calm about it.
And
if I did it to you, you're taking it out of proportion. Why are you being two-faced? Like, let's stick to one.
Yeah.
I also do not like people that when they have a problem with me, they do not know how to come up to me.
Yeah, that, you rather that, tell that the entire world.
This is what you did. Because like telling everybody else and not telling the source of the problem.
How is
it's
like,
it's not going to solve any
problem.
So it's simple. I did something wrong. The best way to get rid of the problem is like, okay, Angela guy, this is what you did. I do not like what you did. Oh, and I'll be like sorry, because if it hurts you then sorry.
Yeah. People don't say sorry, but it's fine. Either way, you still have to tell them.
I feel like telling is easier and it's better. Why are you telling everybody else? Because nobody else can actually
do anything except if you.
For me, it is downplaying my emotions. Like, it's related to like what Angela said. Like, if the kind of person I am, I am very, very. I want to believe I'm very empathetic. Like, I like putting myself in other people's situations. Like, if I do something wrong, I like to think like, okay, how would this person feel? Like, how did this thing I said Jesus, or how did this thing I did? What's going on? I mean, how did you should get what I'm saying? Like, how did what I do?
Ha! I blame someone who got for you, but
how is my attitude how is it affecting you? And then if I'm like, I'm very, very shy when it comes to like confrontation, but like if I now eventually like bring the courage to come and talk to you about it, like, okay guys, this is what you did and I did not like it, and then you downplay my emotions, no, do not in your wildest dreams think I'll come back to you and be like my friend, you know, because like why are you doing that to me? And I don't like excuses. Like, if you've done something, own up to it, and then don't be telling me like that's not how I meant it, because like that, okay, it may not be how you meant it, but like it came across to me like that. Angela, why are you laughing? It came across to me like that. Like, it's very wrong. And then Angela is almost saying two-faced, but me, I'm saying two-faced. The one that you be talking to me, you be smiling with my behind my back, you're going to tell
that I'm
smiling.
Yeah, those ones, like those are really, you should have to be very careful of. Those ones that will smile to your face and talking
behind your back.
Your back.
Yeah, that's very nasty.
Very disgusting.
What to me I cannot celebrate in a friendship is when you constantly lower the self-esteem of your friend. Because personally, I have been in situations like that because of something said, I started questioning myself, started questioning things I do.
Does this apply to your current friendship?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to show.
Like, started questioning things I do, started overthinking, like thinking twice before I do a certain thing. But like, we are friends, we're supposed to uplift each other, we're supposed to encourage ourselves, not constantly lower our self-esteem. And again, friends that don't know how to talk. Like, if you want to address something, or let's say what your friend, again, about doing something, let's say what your friend is wearing is not nice or something, there's a way you would tell the person that, oh, you can as well change this. This one's like, is that what you want to wear? Hey, if you go outside looking like this, like that thing can mess with some people's heads. For me, it's actually mess with me. So guys, once I see that, that's the no, we are done with that friendship.
Okay, for me, I just thought of this one because I can't really think of anything right now. When you take advantage, I don't know, I didn't mention anything like that.
No.
So when you're taking advantage of somebody, when you're taking advantage of me, but when you take advantage, actually you know that it's not nice to do.
Yeah.
People that are your friends, whatever, whether you're in a relationship or
okay, friendship. I get like that, taking advantage, let's say you benefit, like you're getting something out of
friends,
from the
friendship,
constant.
That is actually scary. People who do that are scary.
That means you are not actually their friends.
Yeah, just one. You're not there for the benefits.
Okay, so I think for me,
things I cannot handle. Like, let me say, as a guy, me, I like my time. People that always want to see me, like, oh, you saw me today, you want to meet again tomorrow, you want to meet again and again and again. Like, we're just friends. Just relax.
Relax.
You don't need to see all the time. And then I also don't like even like have a friend that we just have meaningless conversations, like we're not doing anything productive. I also don't like being taken for granted.
Yeah.
Like, most of my friends know that I'm a very nice person. So, and then finally, another thing that really bothers me is people that feel so entitled, like over familiar. And because you're asking for something one time and I said, oh, you can have it, then you just constantly come back without asking them, like, who do you think you are?
Yes, yeah, so my God, that's irritating.
We're not close, we're not friends. You just come and borrow the thing once in a while, and you know that I don't give you. You know you don't have to pass, but they also come and ask.
You're not being persistent.
They're getting very irritating. Not come and beg you. You can see it in their face that I don't want you. Get out.
If you haven't listened to the episode about body language, please go ahead.
People that can tell that you don't like them, yeah?
And they still try out.
They still act like we're OG. Because I've had experience with many people. From my facial expression, you can tell that I like you or I don't like you. The way I would react to your presence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. We really had fun recording it. Thank you to my beautiful guests.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys so much. Bye.
Bye.